Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Ask a PI Talk Radio with hosts David Duchesneau, author, PI, former Marine, and former New Hampshire State Trooper, and Rusty McDonald, PI, author, motivational speaker, and international radio talk show host.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Ask a PI. Hope you're doing well this evening, and I'm glad you're able to join us for this show. We have a very good show for tonight, and I just want to say that my co-host, Rusty, won't be here this evening. She's out in Florida enjoying the sun and the warm weather. And as we sit here in snowy New Hampshire, and it's downright cold out there, and it's going to be downright cold this evening. But anyway, we're sitting in the studio, and it's warm in here, and that's all that counts. But our show this evening is about the traits for a successful PI business. And I think that, success is defined as the achievement of something desired. So let's look at that. And successful PIs must have a vision that are in sharp focus in keeping with the agency's overall marketing plan. You know, a PI business is just like any other business. You got to have a marketing program in place. And, you know, you should stick to it, and what you should do is make sure that you clarify what your marketing program is. A PI must have goals and clearly set in their minds, that are clearly set in their minds, rather, and they must have beliefs that anything is possible. And that has been my model for a long time, ever since we've been in business, that anything is possible. PI's got to be enthusiastic about their profession and are mission-orientated. And lastly, they won't settle for second best. So some of the most valuable traits that a successful PI entrepreneur should have include the following. The service and product expertise. Your knowledge of your agency's types of private investigative services must be superior. Your technical know-how will be required to convey accurate information to your clients about the ways in which your agency can solve his or her problem. You got to know the attractive features and benefits of your services and your products. Think about and understand why prospects should contact you or contract you with and not with your competitors. But remember that services and products alone will not persuade the prospect. You must combine private investigative service information with an ability to market yourself. Clients do business with people, not products or services alone. And I have found that to be so true in this profession. People come back to me because they like what I can deliver to them. And so that's very important. If you own your own PI agency or if you want to be a PI, you want to remember that people, they go to people that they can trust and that they like. So Another trait is strong and overwhelming desire to achieve. You know, you've got to know what you can do. It all begins with the want. The want belongs only to you, you know. You want in your passion to achieve your personal and business goals. Being a PI requires a huge amount of dedication, discipline, and drive. You are your own support system that causes something good to happen every day and creates opportunities for your agency. Your passion will open doors for future sales. And just remember that, because, you know, everything that we get is mostly word of mouth. And it's because of how we treat our clients and what we deliver to them. Another trait is integrity, honest, and dependability. Commitments and promises must be forthcoming in providing services to your clients. You don't want to promise something you can't deliver. The client will rely on you to perform just as you said you would. You make that promise and commitment to your client. Now it's time to show your stuff. And what we mean by your client will expect you to stand by your word. Client will rely on you to follow through on your commitment. Often clients will expect you to go the extra mile to reach a successful conclusion. And the PIs that understand that clients are not interpretations or in positions to their day, clients are the reason you can enjoy this profession. When you give your client's word, your word, keep it. And I forgot to mention that if during this broadcast, if anybody has any questions or comments, you know, you're welcome to call in anytime. And the number is 347-850-8812. So I just want you to remember that if you have anything at all to add, or if you have a question, just call in at 347-850-8812. Another thing that you have to be successful is communication and superb interpersonal skills. Verbal and written communication skills will be required every day by your profession in your professional life. Those skills must be clear and unmistakable. Communication following the sale will lead to referrals and future business from that client. Again, like I said, word of mouth is the best type of advertising you can have. Another trait is professionalism. Involves a matrix of behaviors and cannot be described with one single characteristic. A professional PI will demonstrate honor and integrity. They will give respect for the investigative profession. They will be caring and compassionate, willing to give back to the industry. By responsible and accountable, they will be a leader and continue developing his or her skills through continuing education, which we'll get into that later on. It's vital that you continue to keep up with the trends within the PI industry. A positive attitude and high personal self-esteem. That's another trait that can make you break you. Successful PIs don't second guess and don't doubt themselves. They know who they are and trust their own abilities. They are able to stay focused on goals with little discussion from outside interference. And boy, do I know that one. You know, I sometimes work cases and I talk to people about the cases that I'm working, and everybody has an opinion. And I stop asking about what, because I get too sidetracked. And if I stay on the track that I'm on most of my cases, I find that I have a better conclusion and results of what I'm doing. confidence. If you haven't already come to this conclusion, let me assure you that you are totally responsible for your own decisions and actions. And man, I can't say that enough. There is no one to hide behind. It's your name on the door. You are the one who stands behind everything you do for your agency. Never look outside yourself to find what went wrong. The blame game will never solve a problem and will make situations worse. Your position within your agency is inexcusable. The resilience and confidence that is built on a foundation of responsibility will firmly establish you and your agency into a leadership position among your competition. You know, and speaking of competition, I never worry about what my competition is doing. And if you're a private investigator and you're working out there in the field in this profession, you shouldn't have to worry about what anybody is doing. Another trait is decisive goal setting and planning skills. Keep focused. You know, make sure you know what you're working on and keep that focus. You know, a lot of people work many cases at the same time, especially during these workman's comp cases. I can remember the days that we used to have, you know, dozens of files with us, and we would go to a particular town or city, and we would have all the files with us concerning the different claimants that we were working. And if we didn't have any results at one location, we would move on to another. And you got to be able to make that transition, because you're not working the same case and you're not working the same individual. And so what happens is that you want to make sure that you can clear your mind as you leave from one case and transition into another one. And sometimes that is difficult to do, but it's doable, and you want to make sure that you can do it. Decisive goal setting and planning skills. Nothing happens by accident. The goals are set, and the kinds that require reaching and stretching and the meaningful when achieved. Successful PIs are avid planners. They know exactly what they want to accomplish, and they plan ways to get there. They have learned to work within their overall agency marketing plan to make sure their plan is specific and achievable. They reduce their activities to a daily action plan and are determined to reach their goals. And that's what I mean by, if you have several cases going on at the same time, you know, differentiate between the cases. You know, make sure that you can leave one case and go on to another and stay focused. Another trait is a healthy financial attitude. And that one there sometimes is very difficult. Responsible attitudes towards money will go a very long way towards survival of your agency. If you came into this profession only for the money, you won't last very long. And that's the truth. You know, you don't want to do that. You need to treat the money that flows through your agency with respect, to assure that the taxes and the commitments are paid. Holding your clients accountable for their timely payments of your invoices becomes very important when you shrink your own financial responsibilities. Now, what we mean by that is that make sure that you always stay on top of your billings and your invoices. You don't want to let it go too long. We have a 30-day pay policy. However, all our invoices go out, you know, on pay on demand. And however, as everybody knows, you know, people do have 30 days to pay their bills from the time they get that bill. So you got to plan for that, and you got to make sure that you have a healthy financial attitude within your investigative agency. Problem-solving skills. You know, that's the crutch of the whole thing, to solve your client's problems. Clients rely heavily on their PIs. That is virtually too much at stake for them. Clients need to be confident that you and your agency have the abilities required to solve the problems and fulfill the client's needs. One important client needs to be confident that you know what to do next when their investigative runs into a wall. And sometimes you're going to run into a wall because it happens. And I tell all my people, if you have a problem, just leave that investigation. Come back to it later. It isn't going anywhere because you haven't finished it. So leave it alone. And if you run up against a wall, just come back to it another day with a fresh new start, and things will fall into place. You got to be emotionally stability. Top PIs must be able to tolerate frustration and stress. Overall, they must be well-adjusted to have the psychological maturity to deal with anything that life throws their way. You never know what's going to happen when you're out there on the road. You never know what's going to happen when you're dealing with a particular case. And only thing that you can do is relay the facts of what you find. You don't make anything up. It doesn't make it. You don't need to. You know, if your client doesn't understand, then spend some time and try to make them understand what's really happened or what happened when you were out there trying to get the information they needed. Be assertive and dominant. Investigators have everybody has a large ego. And I can tell you, when we get together as investigators, everybody's got their ego going. And sometimes it's hard to sit there and just listen to somebody else when you want to say something, but yet you know it's not your case, and you're sitting there as part of a team. You can give your opinion. Like I said, everybody has opinions. But remember, if you're helping another investigator out, it's their case and ultimately their responsibility to make sure that whatever the outcome of that case is the best for the client. Conscientiousness. A sense of duty comes easily to the PI, you know, who is an entrepreneur. He or she must be self-disciplined and have a high standard toward doing his or her best. You always do your best for your clients. There isn't anything less than best, believe me. Competitive and tough-minded. There will be no reward for second place. You did a lousy job on an investigation, and your client took his or her business to another agency. Whose fault? Yours. That's how simple it is. You accept responsibility, and you don't lay the blame on others. You held yourself accountable for what you do, and you learn from your mistakes, and then you fix the problem. You reach deep inside of your natural persistence, and you move along. You don't dwell on your mistakes, but making mistakes is it's going to happen, because that's life. That's just the way it is. So when you make a mistake, own up to it. Self-efficiency and self-assurance. Don't live your life by accident. The events leading to success in your business and professional life are as purposeful as the sun rising tomorrow morning. It's going to happen. By using the principles in self-efficiency, you leave nothing to chance. Intuitive and insight. Being a future-orientated person and not consumed mentally, emotionally, and psychologically with day-to-day personal problems. Seeing the big picture and being always alert to new and profitable professional opportunities is a trademark of a good PI. Now, that says a lot, too. You know, just make sure that what you're getting into, you know how to do it. Because if you don't, you're going to step all over yourself. And what's going to happen is you're going to give yourself a bad name, so you don't want to do that. You want to be friendly. PIs are friendly people orientated. People buy from people. Clients want to believe that they have the best interest, that you have the best interest at heart. Would you want to buy something from a miserable, unfriendly, depressed, or insincere person? I don't think so. It's the same thing in the PI business. Just keep it going. Perseverance. Seek the solutions face-to-face and face your adversaries. PIs are not quitters. They are persistent. The most successful PIs have learned to face the obstacles head-on. They look for new solutions. They are tenacious and resilient. Don't take a no thanks personally. Don't be resentful. Don't dwell in the past and refuse to give up. Just move on. Keep going. If you're knocking on doors or trying to find some information and people don't want to cooperate, go to the next door. Somebody will cooperate with you eventually. Just persevere. Lifelong learners. Your knowledge must be the state of the art. You must read everything you can about the services and products that you are providing. Attend quality and relevant seminars. And there's a lot of seminars that you can go to because there's a lot of associations. Every state has a private investigative association, and pretty much everybody gets together once a year, and they have seminars on all kinds of subjects relating to the PI profession. Join some of these associations. Make sure you join your state association. Here in New Hampshire, it's the New Hampshire League of Investigators, and they put on a yearly seminar. And they have some great programs and great presenters, some great speakers that they get and to talk about the upcoming trends in the PI profession. So you want to get into those associations, and you want to stay up with the times if you want to stay in business as a professional private investigator. Now, what are the skills needed to become a successful private investigator? Successful private investigators have tremendous common sense and quick reasoning skills. These skills can make the difference between success and failure on any case, as well as getting hurt or staying safe. A variety of skills are much better than a single specialty. Having journalist or business skills are actually more important than investigative skills. And the reason for that is because you have to write out reports. Even if you are a great, unless you know how to market yourself and acquire clients, you will never financially succeed as a private investigator. Remember, A private investigator who is successful has patience, discipline, common sense, intuition, anticipation, focus, the ability to listen, which a lot of people don't know how to listen. And I always say, you can't hear anything with your mouth open. The ability to always welcome constructive criticism, which I know is very difficult for a lot of people, including me, but you need to hear it, and to continuously seek to further your education in a variety of areas. Our agency here in New Hampshire, we provide a lot of different services to our clients. And because we do, I have to make sure that whatever I say that we can do, we can actually do. So therefore, continue to update our investigative skills by going to training seminars and by learning. You know, the day you stop learning is the day you should stop your business, because you should learn something almost every day. I pretty much learn something every day. I really do. They're changing the laws on us. Like, I really get into these background investigations and pre-employment, and they're constantly changing the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and I have to make sure that I stay up with it, and I have to make sure that my clients are aware of it, because we put a disclaimer on everything that we put out, and we got to make sure that that disclaimer is right on the money. So, you know, I'm always looking for what's new in the background field and making sure that we comply with the Fair Credit Reporting Act. That's a thing that you have to do. I don't care what type of investigations you're getting involved in. And we talked about this last week. Do private investigators have police powers? No, we don't. We're an average citizen. And that's the bottom line. We don't have any special powers. We have a license that was issued to us by the state to do private investigative work, and that's exactly what we do. But we don't have any special powers. That license is owned by the state, and it is a privilege that the state allows us to work within our profession. And it's the same as your driver's license. You don't own it. State of New Hampshire owns it. And they can take it if you violate any of their rules. So it's the same thing with a private investigative license. If you violate any of the rules, you break the law, any of the laws, you can lose your license, you can lose your agency, and you can be out of business in a quick heartbeat. And do we have access to different types of government records? The only government records that I have access to is out of PACER. And PACER is the government website, and it's a database that I use, and it gives me bankruptcies, criminal convictions, and civil convictions, or records, I should say. And those are updated periodically. And I'm not saying that that's the most accurate information, but we do follow up with the information by going to the different courts and making sure that the information is accurate. Having a private investigator's license does not allow you to access the proprietary databases that are not available to the general public. The databases that we use are databases like Traces information, Merlin data, IRB, Locate Plus. It used to be a real good database. Choice Point, and there's many other ones. But the more you use these different, or we use these different databases, we know which ones are more accurate than others. And those are the ones that I use and I stay with most of the time. Now, I know that Rusty's going to be very proud of me because it's the time for the sponsorships and it's time to take a commercial break. And the thing that I'm going to do is that I'm going to take the time to push my book, Uniforms. And I just want to say that if any of you have not purchased a copy of your book, of my book, excuse me, Uniforms, I want to tell you a little bit about what Uniforms is about. It's a book about the growing up in the 50s and 60s, and it's my memoirs. How it was during that period of time, and it's geared to the baby boomers. It's geared to veterans of all the branches of services, and Uniforms is just what it says it is, because for most of my life, I have worn a uniform. I went to a private school. I was in a drum and bugle corps. I joined the Marine Corps. And then after I was appointed to the New Hampshire State Police. So for the most part of my life, I've worn some type of uniform. And this book speaks about the first three, which is the private parochial school, the drum corps, and the Marine Corps. And for most of my years, like I said, I've worn a uniform. A seemingly trivial fact that has actually had profound implications on my life's journey. It really has. It is for this reason that the simple fact that uniform has great importance and meaning to me, as well as to countless others who have had similar experiences. Whether you've worn a uniform or not, the book Uniforms will take you through a journey through history that inspires everyone to pursue their passion with a level of commitment that is beyond what they have ever experienced. Uniform comes from the heart, and it tells the factual story of a boy growing up and all the experiences that I went through. And it's a book of true life story of discipline, commitment, dedication, and survival. Uniform captures the mood of an era, and in the book, it has part of the history of the Vietnam War, and it's told through my eyes, because I was a Marine Corps combat veteran in Vietnam in 1969 and 1970. I urge you to get your copy. And you can get a copy of the book through the book's website, which is www.uniformsthebook.com, or you can get a personalized signed copy through me. All you have to do is email me at David, D-A-V-I-D, at Standa, S-T-A-N-D-A, .com, and I would be more than happy to send you a personalized signed copy of my book, which will be sent to you via the U.S. mail. It's a good read. It's an interesting read. You can also get the book on Amazon.com, and you will find that there's several very good reviews about the book on Amazon. And it's, like I said, it is a true life story, and it's my story, and I'm very proud of it. Now getting back to our investigative traits. So, you know, we talked about what investigators should have for personality traits and for business and all, but there's tools and equipment that we use as investigators. A successful private investigator will own several investigative tools, and these tools are based on the type of work or cases that we'd be working on. And some of the most important investigative tools in surveillance is a surveillance-friendly vehicle. A lot of investigators like to use a van. However, I feel that the best vehicle is one that blends in the best for the area you are working. I don't use a van. I do have a pickup truck, and we've always used black or white vehicles. And the reason why black or white, because those are the most common colored vehicles out. If you're driving, you will find more black or white vehicles than any other color. You definitely don't want to have a candy apple red vehicle. That's for sure. Because you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. So that vehicle you don't want to use. Anything that's flashy, it would be made very easily by your target, and you don't want to use those kinds of vehicles. Another thing that you need, and you can't do work without, is a digital video recorder, a covert body-worn video camera, a miniature video recording device that you could make notes into, record notes into, and we have found the best source for hidden cameras and specialty cameras right on the web, and we get our gear, especially our Cobra gear, from PI Magazine, which is a great subscription magazine that every PI should have. You should subscribe to that. And if you're interested in knowing more about private investigative work, PI Magazine, you can subscribe to it online, and anybody can subscribe to it. You don't have to be a private investigator. But some of the most commonly used tools and equipment a PI uses is binoculars, a digital audio recording devices, a digital camcorder, extension lenses, digital still cameras, hidden video cameras, body-worn cameras, covert vehicle tracking equipment, and you want to check the laws before you start using that. And the same thing of this next one is personal protection devices. Again, you want to check the law. Some people like to carry mace or a stun gun, and I do not condone that, because if you have to get that close to anybody that you're doing a case on, then you're doing something wrong. So those two items, we don't even have them in our arsenal at all. Night vision cameras. Well, we utilize a camera. Our digital camera has a zero lux on it, so it is a night vision camera also. The GPS tracking devices, again, make sure you know the law. You never put a GPS tracking device on anybody's vehicle unless you have permission. And the only one that can give you permission is the owner of that vehicle. If you work like we do for corporations who own several vehicles, yes, they have the right to ask you to put a GPS tracking device on that vehicle. because they own it. And as long as they own it, then you have no problems. A pocket DVR, and what that is a very small recording device, and they come in all different forms. And good ones are the best, you know, if you get, you get what you pay for, so you want to make sure that you get a good one. If you're going to do any debugging, we talked about this before, then you want to make sure you get some of the debugging equipment, and that can get very expensive. Spy glasses. I have one for my video recorder, and what it does, it's a lens that I add to the recorder, and instead of recording anything that's in front of me, it records anything that's to the left or right of me or to my rear. All depends on how I fix the lens. That's a very good piece of equipment, and we've used that several times in a lot of our cases. A button camera. Now, we've used this several times, too. And we've had cameras in pocketbooks. We've had cameras in duffel bags. We have cameras in pens, fountain pens. And cameras can fit in anything that you like. If you do nanny investigations, they have cameras that go in the teddy bears, in clock radios. They have cameras that go into anything you can dream of. Exit signs. They have cameras that can go motion detectors. So anything you can dream up, they can have a camera that can fit that. And there's places that we go to get that. And again, I rely on PI Magazine, the gear that they sell there, to get all of my covert cameras. And is it beneficial to attend a private investigative training program? Well, if you're new to this, yes, it is. All types of education program that teaches you the investigative skills that are available is always extremely beneficial to becoming a successful private investigator. But the biggest thing is, if you're going to go to one of these schools, you can find them all over the internet. You want to make sure that they're credible. I find the best knowledge that I give my new private investigators that work for us is getting them into the field and hands-on. To me, there's nothing like hands-on, and that's where you learn. And they don't work alone. They work along with another seasoned investigator that we have. Will a criminal justice degree help you become a better private investigator? Well, that's up for debate. It will help you because you will know and you will be educated on the laws, so that's very important. But there's no requirement saying that you have to have a degree in criminal justice to be a private investigator. A CJ program is designed for law enforcement, unlike the investigative skills used by private investigators that don't necessarily lead to an arrest. We cannot make arrests. Like I said, we are private citizens. And you should do a lot of reading, and you should read investigative books. Again, you can get a lot of these investigative books online. I am a co-author of two of these books that are out, put out by one of the associations that I belong to. It's called IntelNet, and I believe that IntelNet is probably one of the best organizations in the entire world. It is an international investigative organization, and they have stringent rules, and not anybody can just join in Telnet. You have to have at least 10 years experience in the field of investigations. And there are many types of individuals within IntelNet. We have police officers, retired police officers, from state, local, and federal government, and we have a lot of military personnel who have had investigative jobs within the military, military police, naval intelligence, Air Force intelligence, all kinds. And these guys have several years of investigative skills and knowledge in all areas of investigations and security. And I tell you, they are just invaluable when you need advice on a case that you're stumped on. And so that's how important it is to work within, these different types of organizations that you can join. And don't just join one organization, and don't think that you know all the answers. Again, like I said at the beginning, when you think you know it all, it's time that you leave, because you're not going to make any type of living doing private investigative work if you're a know-it-all. There's a lot of things that are happening in this industry. The attraction of becoming a private investigator, why you should consider it, it's a good question, and one that it should be asked before you enter this multi-million-dollar security industry as a private investigator. While it may seem glamorous occupation, nothing could be further from the truth. You will spend long hours just waiting around for the right moment if you're on surveillance, either to serve court papers, or in the back of a vehicle waiting for someone to show up. And again, there is always certain dangers, and if you don't take personal safety seriously, you must. And like I said at the beginning, I tell all my investigators, you do not get close to your target. There's no need to. And I have both male and female investigators that work within our agency, and I can tell you that women tend to make good investigators, and they can sometimes access information and premises that men cannot due to their ability to arouse considerable less suspicion, particularly in public places and areas such as schools. The job often entails long hours, day in and day out, and you certainly need stamina and patience. But the nice thing about being a private investigator is that we are our own boss. We take the cases that we want, and we leave the ones that we don't want. So given the fact that it can be laborious, boring, or dangerous, why become a private investigator? The first and obvious advantage is that being your own boss, like I said, this is the dream of many people, since it gives them the freedom to work the number of hours they choose, and no one can make them redundant. They are masters of their own destiny, and the harder they work, the more reward they will get without the office politics and pressures of having a normal 9-to-5 job. They can choose to work part-time or full-time, and also fit to work around other commitments such as children and if you're going to school for your studies. I like this a lot because I haven't had a 9-to-5 job, I don't think, in my entire life. And I really don't like one. I don't like working for people. I've done that, and I like working for myself. And I don't tell people when to work these cases. Our investigators are told in given cases, and they work the cases when they can. And a lot of it is just common sense. And you can specialize in the area of your choosing. You may choose to specialize in a particular type of investigation work depending on your interests and your skills. Some people choose a lucrative niche, such as counter-espionage, where a company suspects an employee of fraud, or worse, that they need evidence to support the termination of an employment contract or bring in the police for a formal investigation. These types of jobs do require knowledge of the law, and in particular, what type of evidence is admissible in court and what is not. Now, I like these types of investigations. We do a lot of job terminations, employee terminations, and we have a lot of companies that we do it for, and it can be very satisfying, and sometimes it can be very rewarding. And we've talked about how several of these companies that we work for, where we've had employees walk out of their establishments or their companies with all sorts of goods that didn't belong to them. They work there and they just feel that they can take it. Well, when we get the evidence on that, it's great to have, and we don't bring in the police authorities until we are done with our investigation. And the reason why that is because we're not bound by the same rules that the police are. And once we bring in the police, then we are an extension. We are an arm of the police, and now we have to start following the rules that they have. So this is the way we work these cases, and we've found that we've had an extreme high amount of success doing this. And also, we know the police in the area that we go and work these cases in, and it's nice because we're handing them something that they can use in a court of law. There's a lot of skills and a lot of things that you can do. You can work for government agencies. You can work for bank and financial institutions. If you're a CPA, you know, you would definitely would want to work for some type of financial institution. And being a certified CPA or a certified CPA investigator is very lucrative in the private sector. And, of course, we work for both large and small businesses. And, again, that can be very lucrative. And the biggest thing, lawyers and paralegals use us all the time to do asset checks and backgrounds on individuals or assisting them with preparation and trial and questioning witnesses, locating witnesses, and that is in high demand. The one thing about the private investigative industry, it is a multi-million-dollar business, and it is in high demand. If you think about these clients and consider the current financial environment, you will also understand that demand for services of a private investigator has never been higher. Governments are cracking down on cheats and frauds, and they seek to reduce high levels of debt and provide cash for an ever-increasing generation of pensioners. Insurance companies are being subjected to increasing claims that may not be all they seem to be, and they seemingly higher levels of marital and relationship problems than ever. So if you want to get into domestics, there's a high demand for domestics. And this means that if you become a private investigator, you will have more business than you can handle, if you're good and if you do market properly. While demand is an all-time high, so also is the requirement in skills. And so training is of the most important thing that you can do. The best courses will cover the skills you need, including finding people and missing persons, how to use the internet to gain information, which is very, very big, how to market yourself and your private detective business, espionage measures and techniques of investigations, how to deal with threats, because we have a lot of workplace violence, how to blend into to any crowd, and dealing with the police is a big one. People don't know how to talk to the police. Well, remember, the police, they're not your adversary, they're your friends, and you should utilize them at any chance that you can get. If you're working a case in a certain jurisdiction, you want to go in, and I can't say this enough, and notify the police that you're going to be working in their city, in their town, and let them know who you are. You don't have to tell them the person's name that you're working on, but give them the description of your vehicle, your plate number, and just make sure that if they get a call saying a suspicious for a suspicious vehicle, they know that that suspicious vehicle is you. And so they don't have to run out and, you know, and chase down somebody who is doing something wrong in the area. So that's very important, and all of our guys do that. All of our, and I say guys, our females too. One more advantage in this line of work is that it does not matter what you currently do or to make a living today. While many private detectives have law enforcement backgrounds, more do not, and the best are the ones who have the personality and character traits that match this kind of work. If you're patient, logical, determined, and can easily interact with other people, then the chances are that you could be the perfect match to become a successful private investigator. And that's the bottom line. So, like I said, if anybody has any questions or comments on what I talked about this evening, you can always call or you can email me with any questions. By just emailing me any question at all at David, D-A-V-I-D, at Standa, S-T-A-N-D-A, .com. And let me tell you, this is probably one of the best jobs and best professions that I've ever done. And it can be very lucrative if you do it properly and if you can be very successful being a private investigator. I want to thank everybody for listening, and I also want to, you know, just reach out to Rusty and say I'll be glad when you're back, and I'm hoping that you're having a good time, and you took the right time off because it's definitely cold, and it's going to be cold all week. Please tune in to us next week for our next show, next Monday. And remember, we're here every Monday from 7 to 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Have a safe week and enjoy yourselves.
You are listening to Ask a PI Talk Radio with hosts David Duchesneau, author, PI, former Marine, and former New Hampshire State Trooper, and Rusty McDonald, PI, author, motivational speaker, and international radio talk show host.